Hello, this is Pastor Steven Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. And today I want to talk to you about learning Greek, and I'm going to give you a few reasons to learn Greek. But first, let me talk about a reason that many people learn Greek, which I believe is not legitimate. A lot of people think that you need to learn Greek in order to understand what the Bible really says, and that somehow if we go back to the original Greek that the New Testament was written in, we're going to find all kinds of underlying hidden meanings or nuances or things that are just lost in the translation. I do not believe that that is legitimate. Let me just start out by saying that I believe that the English King James Bible is the Word of God without error. I believe that it is a perfectly accurate translation from the original Greek and Hebrew. So I do not believe that you need to go to a foreign language in order to understand the Bible. I believe that God simply expects you to read the Bible in the language that you speak, in the tongue wherein you were born. And I don't believe that anything is lost in the translation if you're reading a King James. I think everything that you need to be saved, to grow in the Lord, and to learn everything about the Lord Jesus Christ can be found just by reading a King James Bible. Now, a lot of people will say that you lose something in the translation. That's simply not true. I speak a few languages, actually. My wife and I speak German at home pretty much every single day, and I've done some professional translation work. My wife and I both have done freelance translation of medical articles from German into English, and that was my main source of income for about 4 months, and my wife and I have done that on the side over the years. I speak several other languages, and I can tell you that you can express the same thing in multiple languages. You're not always going to say it exactly the same way, but you can get the exact same meaning across. And we have to remember that God is the one who created languages in the first place. Mankind all spoke one language before the Tower of Babel. And it was at the Tower of Babel that God divided up the languages. And all throughout the Bible, we see God using different languages. Just the fact that the Old Testament was written in Hebrew and the New Testament was written in Greek should show you that God is not limited to one single language. Not only that, but at the day of Pentecost, if you remember, the apostles spake in various languages. There are 17 minimum languages listed there in Acts chapter 2, where the apostles were speaking in other tongues or other languages as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, obviously, if the Holy Ghost was the one leading them to speak God's word in these various languages, we know that what they said was a perfect translation of the original, quote unquote. Even the New Testament itself, in many places, is a translation, because Jesus and the apostles and the people that are in the stories of the four Gospels, for example, were probably not speaking Greek, yet it's being written down in Greek. So to say that God can only speak through the Greek New Testament or only through the Hebrew Old Testament is false. God can speak to us in English through the King James Bible. God does not expect us all to learn a foreign language in order to read His Word. I don't believe that people who speak Spanish should have to learn English and read the King James, or that they should have to learn Greek and Hebrew, but that rather the Bible should be translated into all languages. The Spanish speaker should read it in Spanish. You're going to get the most out of it if you're reading it in your native tongue, okay? So with that out of the way, I just wanted to explain that I don't believe we should learn Greek in order to try to understand the Bible in a deeper way, because I believe that all of the depth is present in our English Bible. Not only that, but you'll hear a lot of preachers in their sermons go back to the Greek, quote unquote. And here's why I have a big problem with that. First of all, the person in the pew doesn't have any idea whether what's being said is true or not. And if you remember, God is constantly telling us in the New Testament to search the Scriptures and to see whether the things we're hearing are really so. The Bible tells us that we should judge preaching when we hear it. We shouldn't just blindly accept it. The Bible says, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. We should check things out and test things out. Now, if an English speaker is sitting in the congregation of the church, and the pastor says, well, if you go back to the Greek, it actually says this. Or if you go back to the Hebrew, it actually says this. The person in the pew has no way of knowing whether that's really true or not. So they have to just trust the pastor. They just have to take his word for it. And that's pretty dangerous, because a lot of pastors will just flat out lie and just say, well, in the Greek, it says this. And they're just making it up. They're lying. Or they're repeating a lie that they read somewhere else. They read it in some lexicon or commentary or whatever. So what I'm saying is that it's a way for pastors to get up and preach lies, and the congregation has no idea whether it's true or not. Okay. But not only that, most of the pastors, my guess would be 99% of pastors who go back to the Greek or go back to the Hebrew in their sermons don't actually know the language. And I remember I used to test a lot of pastors. When I was a teenager, I was studying a lot of Greek, and I walked up to a guy in my Baptist church who was supposedly the Greek expert. And everybody said, oh, this guy is the Greek expert. I mean, this guy knows the Greek. And if you have any questions about Greek, go ask him. So I went to him, and I began to speak to him in Greek. And I began to, show him a passage in the Greek New Testament to ask him a question about it. And as I'm speaking to him in Greek, he said, whoa, whoa, whoa. He couldn't understand what I was saying. And he couldn't understand what I showed him. And he basically admitted to me that his knowledge of Greek was pretty much the fact that he knew the Greek alphabet, he knew how to pronounce the words, and he knew how to look things up in a lexicon. What's a lexicon? It's basically like the cross between a dictionary and an encyclopedia. So this guy's basically able to look things up in a dictionary, and then he acts like he's an expert in Greek. Everybody pronounces him this expert. And what happens is pastors will take 2 semesters of Bible college Greek. They're not fluent in it. They can't read it fluently. They can't speak it fluently. They don't understand it. They just have a little bit of knowledge from a couple semesters. And then they're going to get up and say, oh, unfortunately, the King James Bible is wrong at this point. What it really should say is this. And you have to understand, the King James Bible was translated by, 54 first-rate scholars. One of them, Lancelot Andrews, spake 21 different languages, 6 ancient languages and 15 modern languages. Many of the men that translated the King James Bible not only just spoke Greek and Hebrew, but they spoke all kinds of other related languages. These men were experts. These men ate, breathed, and slept these original languages. They were fluent in them. And these experts are just brushed off by a guy who knows how to look things up in a dictionary. And he just, oh, unfortunately, the King James translator has got this wrong. So he sloughs off all their knowledge because he has this amateurish, dilettante knowledge of Greek. So that's a really bad reason to learn Greek. If you just want to undermine what the English Bible says and just criticize the King James and just go back to the Greek to try to find some hidden mystical meaning, that's a bad reason. Okay, but let me just go into some good reasons for you to learn Greek. And first of all, I don't believe that this is for everybody. I don't believe that the average Christian should learn Greek. I don't believe there's any reason to. But there are some people who would benefit from learning Greek. So, reason number one for learning to speak Greek is to be able to speak to Greek people. Now you say, Pastor Anderson, come on, the Greek in the Bible is a completely different kind of Greek than what people speak today. And a lot of people will tell you that, modern Greek is a completely different language than Koine Greek. But actually, that's simply not true. The Koine Greek of the New Testament is different than modern Greek. It's a different dialect, but it is not a different language. They are the same language. For example, the King James Bible is written in English that's different than the way that we speak today. But I don't think anyone would try to say that the King James Bible is written in a completely different language. It's a different dialect. It's a different style of language, but it's not completely different. If you look at the difference between modern Greek and Koine Greek, most of the words are going to be the same. Most of the grammar is going to be the same. Are there differences? Of course. There are different words used, different grammar used, but a modern-day Greek speaker can understand a Greek New Testament that's written in Koine Greek. And if someone actually really knew Koine Greek, they would be able to also read a modern Greek newspaper in addition to being able to read the Bible. Obviously, there are modern words that they might not know, like the words for car and computer. Those type of words aren't in the Bible. But to say that modern Greek and ancient Greek are 2 completely different languages is just false. I mean, they are variations of the same language. Now, the biggest difference between modern Greek and Koine Greek is in the pronunciation. But here's a quick way to solve that. Pronounce the Koine like modern Greek. In fact, how in the world does anyone know what Koine Greek was pronounced like 2,000 years ago anyway? There was no tape recorder available back then. Therefore, what we have today is a lot of scholars who have what's called the reconstructed pronunciation of what they think it was pronounced like 2,000 years ago. But in reality, they're guessing on those pronunciations. And I understand that they have ways that they use to, you know, to discern that. But especially when it comes to the vowel sounds, you can't really be sure that that's how those vowel sounds were even pronounced back then. And even if you could be sure that the reconstructed pronunciation of Koine Greek were accurate, why learn it? If no one talks that way today, it would make much more sense to learn the modern Greek pronunciation so that you could speak to Greek people. If you learn the Koine Biblical Greek with a modern pronunciation, you will be able to speak to Greek people using that language. In fact, scholars and educated people in Greece, in the nation of Greece, that are native Greek speakers, when they study classical Greek and Koine Greek, they use the modern pronunciation. In fact, they laugh at and mock the pronunciation that's the so-called reconstructed pronunciation. And they say it sounds American, it sounds artificial, it sounds fake, it doesn't sound the way that Greek is supposed to sound. So therefore, I believe that you should learn the modern pronunciation because it's really the only pronunciation that can be proven to be legitimate. The reconstructed, well, it's a theory that that's how they actually spoke. So number one, you can speak to Greek people. I've actually won someone to Christ that was from Greece using my knowledge of Greek. So there's a benefit right there to be able to actually talk to people that are Greek, okay? Number two, a good reason to learn Greek is to be able to translate the Bible into obscure languages. And again, this is not for everybody, of course, but you know, there are people, there are missionaries and people that are trying to bring the Word of God to a lot of tribes and primitive people that don't have the entire Bible in their language. And I know that there are missionaries that translate directly from the King James Bible into obscure languages. And that's great. I'm definitely not against that. I think that that's fantastic. But obviously, ideally, the best thing would be to translate from the original language so that it's not a translation of a translation. But, you know, even translating the King James Bible is great. I'm not down on that whatsoever. But obviously, it would be better to translate it from the original Greek into, you know, one of these obscure languages. And there are people out there that are trying to get the gospel to different tribes. Maybe all they have is a John and Romans and they want to get them the whole New Testament, or maybe they don't even have that. So learning Greek is great for translating the Bible into obscure languages, okay? We already have the Kings in English, but does every nation in the world have a Bible as good as the King James? Well, obviously not, okay? Number three, you could use learning Greek to defend the King James Bible. You see, there are a lot of people that attack the King James, and they claim that it has all these mistakes and all these errors, and it's wrong on this and wrong on that. Well, let me tell you something. The more that you study the original Greek, and the more that you even study the original Hebrew, you know, you're going to realize that the King James Bible is right, and you're going to be able to debunk some of these lies and some of these attacks that are aimed at the King James Bible. And so, obviously, again, not everybody needs to learn it, but it would be great if in every generation there would be some men that would become an expert in Greek and Hebrew that would stand up for the King James Bible and defend the King James. You see, most of the people out there who speak Greek and Hebrew, or who at least, you know, have studied the biblical languages, they're doing it in these seminaries that don't believe that the King James Bible is the Word of God. For example, you know, we talked to a pastor who is King James only, and he studied in one of these type of seminaries, and he said that he was issued a New American Standard Version and a Nestle Aland Greek New Testament, and he was required to use these corrupt versions. Even though he was a King James guy, you know, if you go to these seminaries, they're going to require you to use these corrupted Westcott and Hort type New Testament, you know, today the Nestle Island, or else they'll, you know, in the English, they want you to use a New American Standard. So they have a way of corrupting everybody through these Bible colleges and seminaries. But there have to be some people that are going to learn the original languages and use them to defend the King James Bible more effectively and to be able to debunk some of the lies and things. And like I said earlier, you know, preachers will go back to the Greek and say, oh, well, here's what it really says. Well, you know, obviously, if people know Greek and Hebrew, they're going to know that what's being said is a lie, because so often it's fraudulent. And so you could use knowledge of Greek to be able to defend the King James Bible. And then a fourth reason for learning Greek is basically just as a hobby or for entertainment. You know, I enjoy learning foreign languages. It's something that's always been a hobby of mine. And so you could learn Greek just because it's interesting, just because it's fun. And although there is no revelation, you know, when you go to the original language to read the Bible, it's not going to say anything different than what you're reading in your English Bible. Sometimes it's just interesting. It's just fun to read in a different language. I enjoy reading the Bible in German, in Spanish, in Norwegian. I've read it cover to cover. I've read the New Testament cover to cover in five languages. And it's interesting. It's just fun to read it in a different language. Not because you're getting some hidden, secret, mystical truth, but rather because it's just a hobby that some people like to learn languages. So here are four legitimate reasons for learning Greek. Use it to speak to Greek people. I believe there are 14 million people who live in Greece who speak Greek. You could translate the Bible into obscure languages. You could defend the King James Bible, or you could just learn it because it's interesting and you could just increase your general knowledge. Obviously, learning languages like Greek and Latin will teach you a lot about English, because a lot of our English words are derived from Greek and Latin roots. So anyway, just wanted to give you some reasons why you may want to learn Greek. On the next video, I'm going to teach you about the Greek alphabet.